Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Looking for rain headed our way. But for now, overcast on the drive home. It's time for our Wednesday Drive at 5. 8 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock as Pittsburgh City Council members agree on a downtown tax abatement program. After debating dueling priorities last week, council members have come to an agreement on how a downtown tax abatement program should be shaped. Final approval could still be weeks away, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Legislation introduced in mid-March is a way to help kickstart development downtown, particularly converting empty office space into affordable residential units. Members approved new amendments on Councilman Bobby Wilson's tax abatement legislation that, among other things, lowered the number of years developments would receive the tax discount from 10 years to 6. It also created a tiered system for what developments will receive what percentage of abatement. For residential project, if at least 10% of the units are for people earning at or below 5% of the area median income, the developer will receive a 100% abatement. For other developments targeting residents who make an AMI higher than 50%, the abatement relief decreases. At a 60% area median income, the developer will receive a 95% abatement. So again, still some details to be worked out, but council members agree on a tax abatement program. Members of Washington County's Republican legislative delegation urging the governor to support the merger of UPMC and Washington Health System, saying organized labor was impeding the deal. State Representative Tim O'Neill from Washington led the delegation, which included Representatives Bud Cook from Green and Washington County, Josh Kale from Beaver and Washington County, and Natalie Mihalik from Allegheny and Washington County. The Attorney General must approve the deal for it to be finalized. However, there's a force of outside political pressure muddying the situation, said O'Neill. Ceding to political pressure by the Service Employee International Union, Governor Shapiro's hand-picked attorney general held a first-of-its-kind public hearing on the merger earlier this year, where nearly every single testifier spoke in support of the deal. Yet months later, there still is no action to complete the process, is what the representative said. A divided state house passing a bill that would have Pennsylvania doing something that all its nearby neighbors have done: ban the use of handheld cell phones by drivers. The bill's lead sponsor optimistic it'll clear the final hurdles in the lawmaking body. The Senate already passed the bill. Since it was changed in the House before the Tuesday vote, it has to go back to the Senate for approval. Senator Rosemary Brown from Monroe County, who's been working on the issue for at least 8 years, says she is optimistic that it will finally go through. Inflation remaining elevated once again in March, adding another round of price increases to already strained wallets in America. The Bureau of Labor Statistics coming out with a number on the last 12-month price change. They said it was 3.2% in February. It went up to 3.5% in March. That matches the forecasts among economists, and it's not great news. Excluding food and energy, which represent the commodities that are more volatile, the so-called 12-month core reading stayed at 3.8%. Some of the items seeing big jumps in the last year include auto insurance, which is up 22%. Domestic services like home cleaning are up 11%, food and baby formula up 10%, and outpatient hospital services bumped up 8.3%. A shooting during a Ramadan event Wednesday afternoon in Philadelphia left three people wounded. Five suspects have been arrested, according to Philly police. The incident occurred about 2:30 today at the Clara Mohammed Square at 47th Street in West Philadelphia. According to the television station in the city of Brotherly Love, at least one person opened fire in the park where the celebration was being held, according to the police commissioner. There appeared to be two factions exchanging gunfire in the park, and responding police officers observed four people leaving the scene. The Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles when the NFL holds its first regular season game in Brazil on September 6th. That's the game that will open the NFL season, a matchup in Sao Paulo, marking the first time since 1970 the NFL will play on Friday night in the season's opening weekend. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, already said back in February the Eagles would be the home team. The NFL said that they'll be facing the Eagles. That the Eagles will be facing off, rather, against the Packers, just to clarify that. But again, it's a Friday night game that'll be played in the same venue that was used for the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Rio Olympics. The Boeing whistleblower saying the Dreamliner 787 could break apart because of safety flaws. A new report finds Boeing is continuing to face new whistleblower claims the 787 Dreamliner planes have structural failings that could eventually cause them to break apart, adding to the additional crises already facing the aviation giant. The FAA is investigating the claims made by a Boeing engineer and reported by the New York Times. In a lengthy response, Boeing strongly disputed the claims, saying it was fully confident in its 787. The new allegations come at a bruising time for the Virginia-based company, just 2 weeks after the CEO and other senior executives announced they would step down following a series of damaging stories about the safety and airworthiness of its jets. Three sonar images provided by the U.S. Navy's Naval Sea Systems Command show the wrangled remnants of the Francis Scott Key Bridge following the early morning collapse on March 26th in Baltimore Harbor. Those images were posted on X by the Army Corps of Engineers. These 3D images show the sheer magnitude and the very difficult and challenging salvage operation ahead. The underwater sonar imaging tool known as Coda Octopus is the primary survey tool used by divers. They say that according to the manufacturers of this, it is the world's highest resolution real-time 3D 4D sonar technology known to be available. And finally, Aerosmith is coming to Pittsburgh. Their Peace Out tour is going to resume on September 20th at PPG Paints Arena, the same tour that was abruptly cut short last summer. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers will be joined by the Black Crowes. Tickets will go on sale Friday morning. The tour also offering a variety of different VIP packages, including premium reserve tickets, limited edition merchandise. The Aerosmith playing PPG Paints Arena last year on the second date of the tour, September 6th, after the following show in New Jersey. The tour was shut down due to Steven Tyler injuring his vocal cords. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 10th day of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.